I mean, number one was a great experience for me just to get my first start of the belt. You know, things were moving pretty fast out there, and you know, it was great. I mean, I'm glad I got that under the belt and definitely learned a lot from that game.
Where do you, after the win in Carolina, after a couple games under your belt, where do you think you are with the position and your growth in it?
I'm definitely a lot more comfortable, a lot more confident in what I'm doing. Things are starting to slow down a little bit. But, you know, just going back, we had our bye week last week. I went back and watched, you know, the past couple of games and watched myself. And still have a lot of room to improve and can do a lot of things better. But you know, I'm growing and I'm learning and I'm trying to get better each week.
Christian, in the third quarter, obviously things kind of went south, but you went right back after, you know, Charles Woodson and kind of led a comeback here. Can you just talk about, you know, your approach there in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, I mean, I knew that we had to get something going, otherwise we're going to be out of the game quickly. And you know, I relied on the other guys to make plays. Adrian ran the ball really well in the fourth quarter, and guys were making plays, and we picked up some crucial third downs. And yeah, you know, we can't come out of halftime and kind of have that lull in the third quarter like we did, especially me. But you know, we had to keep ourselves in the game, and we did.
Leslie had mentioned that you've won over the guys in the locker room. I guess. How does a rookie quarterback do that?
I don't know. You know, I hope I've won him over, but, you know, my approach has been, you know, being the first one here and the last one to leave and trying to put in my time and try to earn those respect of those guys. And, you know, it's hard to do sometimes, and I know that, so I'm just trying to do what I can.
You were pretty active with those lockout workouts, weren't you, with some of your teammates? Is that true?
Yeah, I did. I, you know, a couple guys. I was down at IMG in Florida. I had a couple guys come down and work out with me down there, and then had some guys came back up to Minnesota. And Larry Fitzgerald had a camp at the University of Minnesota, and had some guys show up there too.
Did that help you in the transition? Considering you didn't have the off season like most rookies would have.
Yeah, it did. You know, it helped me more a lot more than if I stayed home and did nothing. You know, obviously, it's tough when you miss the OTAs and everything, but. I worked with Chris Winkie, who played for Carolina for a while and you know, knows the ins and outs of certain offenses, and he tried to help me as much as possible with my playbook, and I think it did help. I think it prepared me as much as I could, you know, for that first training camp.
Christian, was there any motivation for you when outsiders are calling to pick a reach in April?
You know, a little bit. I think it definitely gives you a chip on the shoulder. You know, I think... I'd be lying if I said it didn't, but you know, I have pretty high expectations for myself, and I know what I can do, and I'm just trying to go out and play my game, and hopefully, you know, by the end of my career, prove those doubters wrong.
As a guy who played some in big-time college football in a lot of big-time stadiums, I guess, what are your thoughts coming into Lambeau for the first time?
Oh, man, I heard it's unbelievable. I'm looking forward to the experience. You know, our rivalry games, we had, you know, it was Florida and Miami, those were always big, and I heard that, you know, this is probably bigger than that, and it's going to be fun. I mean, it's definitely going to be an experience. You know, obviously, the team's undefeated, and it's a Monday night game, so it's definitely going to be electrifying.
Have you talked to Donovan at all about that Lambeau experience, and how has he kind of helped you out?
Yeah, he said that it's going to be loud. I mean, that's the biggest thing he's talking about. It's going to be loud, and we're going to have to do some things and able to communicate, you know, at the line and everything. But yeah, you just said prepare for it to be loud.
You've faced the Packers defense and you've seen them during your bye week film studies. I guess, what do you see from a group that was so good last year and is kind of having some up and down times this year?
You know, they've had, you know, they had a good game. They had, you know, two big turnovers for touchdowns in the past game. I think their biggest thing is they love taking the ball away, and it's going to be our job as offense to limit that. I mean, obviously they did against San Diego, they did against us, and we're going to have to limit that. And they're kind of a bend but not break defense, and you know they've given some points up the past couple of games, but before that they weren't really giving up any points. And we know it's going to be tough. I mean, they got a lot of veterans, a lot of tough guys on their defense.
On your list of career highlights, where does that first pass rank?
It was big. You know, it would have been bigger if it was a touchdown, but it was definitely huge. Is the first play, the first throw of my first start. It was pretty cool.
What kind of led up to that? I mean, you guys obviously knew you wanted to take a shot right away.
Yeah, we talked about it on Wednesday, you know, before Sunday game that that was probably going to be the first play, and you went to, we saw some things about you know, how aggressive the defense was, and they'd be jumping routes, especially in man coverage, and luckily it worked out the way we wanted it to.
Are you a guy who likes to watch other quarterbacks, and who do you like to watch?
No, I don't really watch other guys. You know, obviously see him on TV and everything, and obviously Aaron's, you know, probably going to win the MVP of the league, and you know, I used to watch guys back in the day, but now, you know, I'm different. I try to play my own game and not really try to change things and you know, try to take things from other guys, and everyone's definitely different in what they do.